Random House Audio presents Thinking in Pictures and Other Reports from My Life with Autism by Temple Grandin. Read for you by Deborah Marlowe. A note from the author. In the 10 years since the initial publication of Thinking in Pictures, our understanding of autism has changed a great deal. The Asperger's syndrome diagnosis was rarely used in the United States and now has become much more frequent. Our understanding of medications was not as advanced. There were fewer scientific references available. We have also learned a great deal about different kinds of autistic thinkers. Not all autistic individuals are visual thinkers. In an effort to keep Thinking in Pictures as up-to-date and useful as possible, I have taken into consideration the new studies, diagnoses, and treatments for autism and written updates following each chapter. The original text has not been changed. The updated sections are clearly marked. I have also added 90 new references and many new resources and useful websites. Temple Grandin, August 4, 2005. Chapter 1. Thinking in Pictures, Autism and Visual Thought. I think in pictures. Words are like a second language to me. I translate both spoken and written words into full-color movies, complete with sound, which run like a VCR tape in my head. When somebody speaks to me, his words are instantly translated into pictures. Language-based thinkers often find this phenomenon difficult to understand, but in my job as an equipment designer for the livestock industry, visual thinking is a tremendous advantage. Visual thinking has enabled me to build entire systems in my imagination.